What's going on, everybody? I'm Marah.
And I'm Tez.
And welcome back to Sisters Who Kill. Y'all, have you ever had somebody that just would not shut up to the point where you really just had to control your temper?
Alright, y'all, so this week's players are Teola, the landlord-ish type situation, and Deja's mom. We have Dejanique, aka Deja, that's Teola's daughter and Diamond's friend. We have Jace, Teola's tenant, and he is also Deja and Diamond's friend. And Xavier, who is Jace and Diamond's friend, and Diamond Ellis, our murderess.
Diamond and Dejanique were like sisters. Diamond was in hair school and she wanted to be a stylist. So Diamond moves in with Deja and Teola when she was like 18, 19 years old because she needed a place to stay while she was finishing up hair school. And Teola, she's like, yes, of course. She sees this as an opportunity of helping her get back on her feet. So she's like, absolutely, you can stay here. And, you know, you gotta pay a little rent. But absolutely. Around the same time, this guy named Jace also moves back into Vegas. So he was somewhere else, and then he ended up moving to Vegas because of he had a bad breakup or whatever, and he needed a place to stay. So he hits up Dejanique, and Dejanique's like, let me go talk to my mama. And Teola's like, absolutely, Jace can stay here. Remember, they kids to her, but they grown. They're 18, 19 years old. You need a place to stay. He wants to get his GED. He's ready to get his life back in order as well.
He just needs somebody to cut him a break.
Right. So the situation that they had was the house that they were staying at, Teola was renting it. There were still landlords, but she had them pay her little rent. So, you know, she was almost subletting it in the house. Still living in, yeah, right? Exactly. So everybody was like, great, this is a sweet gig. You know, Diamond and Dejanique, they're like besties from the Westies. Jace and Diamond still know each other. And Jace and Dejanique have been friends forever as well. So this, I bet Dejanique's like, life is good right now. Got all my niggas around me, right? Diamond and Jace, they kind of hit it off right off the bat. They were kind of hanging out at the house. They would stay up all night, kikiing, talking. And to the point, you know, Jace, he's not a big nigga, but he got a loud voice. And he's one of those, like, booming personalities. You gonna hear him no matter what. Even if he try not to be heard, you gonna hear him. You know those type of people. And they were up all night. So to the point where, like, Dejanique and her mama were like, y'all, go to sleep. And this, we got to go to work in the morning. Not only them being loud in the house, it was getting on Teola's nerves. It was like dishes in the sink all the time. And she didn't really like that. And
don't nobody want to see nobody else's grown mess. You know what I'm
so
saying?
So Diamond was like, these aren't all my dishes. Jace was like, these aren't all my dishes. And it was a whole bit back and forth. And Teola was like, it don't make no fucking sense.
So kind of feeling the brunt of Teola's frustration, for lack of better words, Jace and Diamond, they kind of have like an alliance. Like they're feeling the same frustrations and the same pressures, right? They're like, why would we move out just to get another mama, you know? They're kind of getting close, and in their bond, they roast each other and they crack jokes or whatever, but Jace ain't got no chill. They knew each other's button to press, and they would press them all the time. They still kind of had, like, this flirtatious vibe going on through all of that, too. But, you know, sometimes niggas flirt by, like, roasting the fuck out of you.
Yeah, like they say in fucking kindergarten. Oh, if he makes fun of you, he likes you. Right. Which I think is bullshit and misogynistic as fuck. And no one should be teaching their daughters that. I'm gonna teach my kids, if he bullies you, that means you need to punch him in the face, okay? Have a good day at school.
So the friends are looking and I'm like, these two got something going on. It was kind of like the thing that nobody really talked about, right? It was very hush-hush. Nah, I don't fuck with that nigga. These roasting sessions, they kind of got a little escalated from time to time. Like I said, Jason got no chill. And it seemed like Diamond was kind of taking it more personal. Is it because she's catching feelings? Now she's got a little sensitivities going on.
Or maybe she asked him to stop and he wouldn't.
There's also that. That's how they portray it in Fear That Roommate. So, yeah, she was like, you know, certain things like, hey, don't call me fat. And then he knew that was what to pick on. And then the way, I really hope that he wasn't talking to her like that, but...
They better have been dramatizing that, because...
I really hope he wasn't out there talking to her like that.
No, but I think he was talking shit, and...
I think he was talking cash shit. I hope niggas think they like funny, that. And they do. And they really, really do.
Niggas really think they funny, and it's like no one's laughing.
So, despite his fucking jokes or whatever, the two are growing closer, and it feels like Diamond's relationship with Deja is suffering. Right, like she's kind of become the outsider in her own house, which I know she's like, "How the fuck did this happen?" You know,
right?
You have to remember Deja and Diamond. They were like sisters. They were so excited to move in, and they're just kind of like. You really kind of fucked this whole situation up. Like, you got my mama out here stressed because y'all be up loud talking in the middle of the night. Mm-hmm. You don't clean and do your part. And then because you stressing my mama out and I got to choose between you and my mama, our relationship is suffering. Mm-hmm. And it's really not fair. And I can't believe you would even put me in this position, you know? And Diamond's like, damn, sis, you right. I could definitely do better on my part. She said, I'm going to make it up to you. I can pitch in more. And you know what? It's my turn to cook dinner. So, dinner on me tonight, okay? They're just like, you know what, friend? Thank you for hearing me out. Dinner on you tonight.
Good, solid conversation. Healthy.
Mm-hmm. So, Diamond cooks a dinner. And they sit down at the table. It's Diamond and Deja and Deja's mama, Teola. And having a good old time. It's feeling like the good old days.
Having fun.
Having fun. And then Jace comes home from work. Jace walks in. He was like, what's going on, party people? Smell good in here. What y'all eating? Let me get a plate. And Diamond's like, oh, shit. I don't think there's no food left.
We ate it all.
Let me tell you, I'd have been pissed. Pissed. There's nothing I love more to come home to food being ready. If you love me, have a plate ready for me when I come home from a hard day of work.
I cannot express how
pissed.
And I know y'all don't know me like that, but like...
Mariah is the definition of hangry, okay?
Oh my gosh.
When I go places, I be like, are you going to need a pack of snack? Because I don't have time. We're going to be out for a few hours, friend. Are you going to make it? So Jay's just kind of sulking around a little bit, and Deja's like, oh, come on now. We're having a pretty good night. Let's not let it end here. She's like, my friend Xavier, who is the friend of Jace and Deja. Xavier told me about this new little spot on Fremont. Let's just go out there. Love Fremont. Gotta take you there one day. So they get all dressed up. They're trying to look cute. It's a night on the town. Diamond's kind of feeling herself. She's like, you know, I'm cute as I should be when I step out. Right. You know? Here go Jace, old funny ass, cracking jokes, talking about how she look, her outfit, and all of that shit. And it's just like,
for why?
We get it. They get to the club, the bar, wherever they decide to go hang out with, right? Xavier shows up. They're all just trying to enjoy the night. And Jace is like, you know what? Drinks on me. Everybody's like, yeah, hell yeah, hell yeah. Comes back. He has three drinks for himself, Xavier, and Deja. And Diamond's like, where's my drink?
Right.
And Jace is like, where's my plate?
That's petty.
At this point, like, let it go. Y'all decided to go have a new night on the town, you know? They was like, listen, bro, you could order wings when we get there.
What did young baby Tate say? Like, think of the pettiest person you know. It's a man, ain't it?
So the night kind of continues on this same tempo, just petty, petty. He's nitpicking at her, talking about her. He's not laying up. And Diamond has had enough. And she punches Jace in the face. Jace is, again, pissed. Why the fuck would you hit me in my fucking face? You gotta be fucking kidding me. Like, mm-hmm. You know, he's pissed. Here comes that temper again, right? It's like he gets home and everybody was like, Jace, you play too much. And he's like, how I pay too much and I got hit in the face. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it was like his actions and his nagging leading to that point.
He was,
you know,
pissing her off. He was...
And pushing them buttons, mm-hmm. And everybody sees it, and everybody sees you saying these jokes that are going too far, and it's just like, somebody ought to slap you, I guess, I don't know. It was just really, this was also the dynamic of his and Diamond's relationship, you know, it was hot and it was cold. When it was good, it was great, and when it was bad, it was
awful. 2 months later, their friends are really suspecting that something is going on between them. They're like... Y'all acting a little too close. This hot and cold.
Gotta be fucking.
Like, you gotta be. Why are y'all mad at each other so much if y'all ain't fucking, you know? So, but they're both like, no, we're not. But everybody is side-eyeing mm-hmm. that. Okay? Nobody's buying it.
Nobody's buying it. But while they grow closer, Jace and Diamond was catching feelings. Boy. They were both catching feelings or trying not to catch feelings. And according to Jace, he was saying that Diamond was getting really possessive and that, you know, she was kind of trying to see who he was texting.
Very clingy.
I don't know if clingy is the word, but like,
yeah, it's when clingy goes crazy because you could be talking to me. So what are you doing? What's occupying your time? Because it's not me.
There's a difference. But they weren't actually together. And I think that the fact that they weren't and one is saying, hey, I don't want to. Maybe you didn't tell her straight up what the deal was. But he was saying that she was like following him, that he was trying to talk to other girls and that he would see her down the street. Like, okay. And this, even in the biggest of cities, you can run into people. While Jace is feeling more and more paranoid, thinking that she's following him, their arguments at the house get more and more intense. So one day, Jace, he comes downstairs. He has himself a frozen pizza, DiGiorno, whatever he made, Walmart brand pizza that goes in the Walmart brand pizza that goes in the oven is really good. I'm not gonna say how old you. Puts it in the oven, sits down, turns on the television. Diamond comes downstairs. And it's like, oh, you know, do you mind? Like, scoot over. Basically, being like, scoot the fuck over. Instead of just scooting over because, you know, the TV's in the living room. Everybody got to watch it. He started talking shit. And then he pulls out a phone. He gets a phone call. Hey, baby, how you doing? Ain't that how somebody got killed a couple episodes ago? Being on the phone in front of it. Hey, baby, how you doing? Yeah, I'm. And then walks out of the house. Like, oh, I got to take this very important phone call because I got a girl on the line.
Right.
So Diamond locks his ass out.
Because she ain't got time for the bullshit.
You know?
Anybody want to hear that shit?
Stop fucking playing with me in my face. Like you don't know who I am.
You see what I'm saying?
He's like trying to, let me in the house. And she just turns up the volume of the television. The pizza starts burning. The smoke detector starts going off. She don't even take the pizza.
This is the part where she started dragging it because, girl.
She didn't even take this pizza out of the oven.
Because you know once the house Deja gets smoky, Neek, you got to open all the doors and windows.
It's doing the most. Deja Neek came downstairs like, what the fuck is going on? Lets him back in the house like, what the hell is happening? He comes in. They're arguing. They're going back and forth. Deja Neek is like, y'all need to calm the fuck down. They just... One jumps, the other one jumps higher, the other one jumps higher. And then finally, knock on the door. It's the police. Noise complaint from the neighbors because they were so fucking loud arguing. Okay. So the police are about to let them off with a warning. Before the police leave, Teola pulls up. Teola pulls up. Of course, she sees everything that's happening. She outside. What her landlord sees.
Because she don't own the place. She renting it.
She's
to rent the two other niggas. Exactly. And how's she going to explain these two niggas who ain't on the lease?
She's pissed. And you know that's stressing Deja Neek because she
going to have to hear that shit.
That's her mama. Y'all my people, but that's my mama, you know?
So, after the cops being called, the relationship didn't necessarily get better from there, you know?
Right.
Shit was just kind of like a hellhole in that house. Another incident occurred. Jace and Diamond are in the kitchen. And Jace goes in the fridge, and he takes out this plate or whatever. And Diamond's like, put that back. That's mine. And he says some fuck shit, and he's like, nah, I'm not putting it back, you know? Like, I'm going to take this food or whatever. And she's like, you need to put it back. He gets to talking shit the way he does. She reaches and she grabs a knife. She jabs it at him and she says, put it back. He says, what are you going to do? Stab me? She's like, yeah. He's brushing it off. He's like, nigga, you're a joke. And he's like, and he grabs her and tries to take the knife from her. By the time Teola and Deja walk in, Diamond's on the ground and Jace has the knife. And I'm like, bro, what did you do? And he was like, why do you think it's me? Y'all always taking her side. Here you go again. The optics weren't good for my man, but it's just over with.
Mm-hmm.
So
This turmoil in the house has taken a toll on everybody. Teola's like, I feel like this was a mistake. Deja's like, I think you might need to just go ahead and kick them both out. Like, there's so much tension in the house. And I'd be damned if I have that much tension in my own house. You know what I'm saying? I don't need y'all to live with me. I tried to do y'all a favor. But if y'all know how to act, then y'all can get the fuck to step in. Mm-hmm. Jace, he's not liking his tension either. So he calls his uncle. He's like, I can't do it. I can't take it. I can't take it. I want to strangle this girl's neck every time I see her. She's my bitch eating crackers. And I got to get the fuck up out this house.
Mm-hmm.
And his uncle's like, you know what? I can come down there this weekend and pick you up. You just get started packing your room and I'll see you in a few days.
Right.
Jace is like, thank the fucking Lord, because this is exactly what I need. I got to get out of here. I can't take it. So exactly 4 days later, he goes downstairs. And he's back on talking to him on the phone, talking about baby this, baby that. He's doing this because Diamond is in the living room watching TV. And she's like, really? Just gonna block him out? I'm just gonna block him out? She turns the TV up. He gets louder on the phone. She's like, bro, can you chill? Da-da-da-da-da, girl, what you doing? She's turning the TV up louder. He's getting louder. You can just tell he's intentionally antagonizing her. Just trying to set her off, you know?
And don't forget, Xavier was over at this time.
Right, Xavier is over here. Deja's over here. They're all chilling and watching TV. Mm-hmm. They all see him doing the most for no reason. So she's like, you know what? Shut the fuck up. And Jason's like, you shut the fuck up, bitch. And she's like, bitch. She said, call me a bitch one more time. He's like, bitch. So then she walks out the living room. Everybody thinks she's about to take a minute and calm down. Dejanice's like, yo, you need to chill, Jace. Like, you always doing the most, whatever. Like, that's just not fucking cool.
Mm-hmm.
Jace is like, I don't really give a fuck what y'all got to say. I'm about to be out of here. Fuck y'all. Fuck her and her feelings. I don't give a fuck, right? Next thing you know, Diamond comes out and she has a knife in her hand. And she tries to get at him, and everybody was like, yo, Diamond, chill. Back the fuck up. What are you doing? And she's, like, trying to scare him away with the knife. Like, nigga, I will end you right the fuck now. You keep playing with me. He's like, do it, bitch. You ain't about that life. Do it. Just really, really push her. You know, when somebody's tired of your buttons, like, when you get froggy and you jump, and they say, well, nigga, leap, sometimes you really just gotta leap. You know what I mean?
Yep.
And she leapt, and she stabbed him in the heart.
So they're all freaking out. Xavier and Dejanique, they're trying to help him, but he's pacing back and forth. He's holding like his wound. And Diamond, she's just standing there with her arms crossed, watching him pace back and forth. And then Jace passes out. And when his body goes limp, he hits his head on the stove and kind of like bounces off the stove and lands on his chest on the ground. Everybody's freaking out, and Dejanique ends up calling 911. Diamond, when she's watching all this happen and he falls down, she's finally realized, oh, shit. That's always what happens. Mm-hmm. It's always when they're on the ground, you're like, oh, what have I done? So she's like, oh, shit, what have I done? And she look at Xavier, and she's like, am I going to jail? Xavier was like, yeah.
As a matter of fact, you are.
You going to jail. And so she takes the knife and she goes into her room. She changes clothes. She tries to hide her knife under her bed, which I don't. Everybody, stop trying to hide shit under your bed. That's like the first place they look in.
What are you, five?
And when Teola pulls up from work that evening, Diamond is being escorted out of the house in cuffs. And she's headed down to the station. Now, when they get her down there for questioning, the police are like, so, you want to tell us why we are all here? And she's like, you know, him and I, we used to argue back and forth all the time, and we would just always be at it with each other. And just this time, it just went too far. It just went too far. He called me a bitch, and that was it. And they were like, what is it about being called a bitch? Like, you know what the fuck it is. I felt like they were just trying to say bitch to try to get aroused out of her while they were questioning her. She's like, it's the disrespect of it. Like, don't disrespect me and call me a bitch.
Little Kim's got this song, why you acting like a bitch? Nigga, fuck you. She said, if I was a dude, I'd tell y'all to suck my dick. And that same type of disrespect, if she was a dude, is that same type of disrespect. from niggas calling her a bitch, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. So she's like, you know, I had anger issues. And they're like, oh, you got anger issues. And she's like, yeah, I got anger issues. I felt like
she was digging herself a hole.
Yeah, you don't need to be telling nobody you got anger issues. She's like, I just had it with him. They rushed Jace to the hospital, of course. But when he arrived to the hospital, he was pronounced dead there. Diamond was charged with murder. And she prepared to go to trial.
Take that shit to trial, bitch. Take that shit to trial, bitch. Take that shit to trial.
I don't know who gave Diamond this bright idea, but when she went to trial, she tried to plead insanity. That didn't work.
She said, he made me lose my mind.
That nigga was talking. No, just kidding. That didn't work. She ended up getting charged with manslaughter and attack with a deadly weapon. And she was sentenced 5 to 25 years, and she's eligible for parole in 2028.
Isn't that crazy? That's so soon.
Yeah.
That's going to be here before we know.
I mean, this happened in 2018. Damn.
That's not that long.
That is not that long ago. Killed that man. Everybody says that she got off easy. All right, y'all. It is time for...
Well, I'm not black. I'm OJ.
I ain't do it, but if I did... This is how I would have gotten away with it.
I ain't do it if I did. I know this is usually for the murderess, but I ain't do it. But if they did, them niggas would have been out my house. From the very first time that the cops was called, them niggas should have got kicked out. At least a fucking warning, and there was another incident after that, and then they should have got kicked out. It was way too long. Till was being way too nice to them niggas.
Yeah.
Because they was not respecting her house or her rules.
I ain't do it, but if I did, I just feel like I would have distanced myself from someone. And sometimes it's really hard, especially when you've been fucking with them or you want to fuck with them.
Right.
But you got to know when that shit is over with and when to just mourn the loss and go on about your merry way. More in the idea of the person, not the actual person. You get what I'm saying? Everybody gets to live another day.
Because it's really the idea of him. Because in all actuality, the dynamics of the relationship was trash and not good. Right?
It was never an actual relationship. They were just fucking around.
I mean, relationship allegedly. And how they interact with each other. Like, you know, me and you have a relationship, whether it's a friendship or whatever. But the right. dynamics of their relationship was toxic. I ain't do it, but if I did... She should have knew not to go for that knife again after the first time. You got one time to pull a knife on me.
And you got away with it.
And you decided, let me try this shit again. Cruising for a bruising.
I ain't do it, but if I did, I think I would have just focused on studies and getting the fuck out. Because they were living there for like 2 years.
Yeah.
This was like a slow burn. They were living there for about 2 years.
She did lose focus, and she was worried about the wrong thing. She definitely should have worried about getting up out that house.
Absolutely. Parole or no parole?
I mean, she about to be out. She ain't no need to parole. She about to be here.
I guess. I mean,
I don't know.
There's I just not hope much that she's working now. On her actual anger issues, because this was kind of stupid, TBH. And I hate to say that, but like, I don't think we've ever said that, but this don't make no sense. And if you were going to stab somebody, like, even if you stabbed them in the side, like, you went straight for the heart. Like, you went straight for the heart. You went straight for the... Like, you're not trained in knives, you know? When everybody was talking about that little Applebee's story from last week, they were like, don't have warning shots. Because warning shots are illegal. Because what goes up must come down,
mm-hmm.
you know? And you could hurt an innocent bystander.
Mm-hmm.
And then one girl was like, my daddy always told me that if I'm going to pull out my gun, aim for the kill. So I can always say that that's what I was trained to do, and I didn't have time to think about it. That's also somebody that was trained. And but girl, you aimed. It was being the aggressor.
There was definitely other options. You weren't threatened. Your life wasn't in danger. You was just fed up.
Mm-hmm. All right, Tazzy, I'm making you do this ad with me. This week's episode is brought to you by Ana Luisa Jewelry. And Taz has to do this ad with me because she stole my jewelry.
Stole?
Yes, stole. Ana Luis gave us some amazing jewelry, like some bracelets. We got to choose bracelets. I think there were earrings. I got a couple of necklaces. There was a chain that I ordered that Taz stole. There was a necklace that had my birthstone in it that Taz stole.
Raj is mad because the pieces that Ana Luisa wore, of course, just so cute that we had some of the same ones in our cart. But if Mara's so upset about this stolen jewelry, she doesn't have to wear it because the jewelry here is so cheap and affordable. They have jewelry prices starting at just $39. So it's the perfect little gift for somebody who you're not too committed to. You don't want to spend too much money, but you still can have them looking nice.
And if you want to save a coin, you can always do it through us. You can visit Ana Luisa's website at shop.analuisa.com/killers. That's A-N-A. shop.analuisa.com/killers, and you will get 20% off the entire website. That's Ana Luisa, A-N-A, for 20% off of some good jewelry. And I was wearing it in the shower, too. I don't have any problems.
Let me tell you, this bracelet that Mara got looks so good on her wrist.
It's,
I saw her
like
wearing
heavy
it
heavy, too. It's got cute. Some weight on it. It's really nice.
Yeah, I should go get you some. I promise. It's take a look.
All right, y'all. Now it is time for your, I didn't do it, but if I did, this is how I would have got away with it. If you want to send us your, I didn't do it, but if I did, this is how I get away with it. You can do it on anchor.fm or you can email it to us at sistershokill@gmail.com. Let's listen to these and be back for the reviews.
I didn't do it, but if I did, I probably would have smashed King Von during the beef. I'm not going to lie. He was fine. I know we beefing. But if we gonna be shooting at each other anyway and shit, I might as well smash.
Boy, oh boy. Honest to God, I never mean it. But to see if I didn't me do it, I some would undo it.
All right. You wanna go first? You wanna make it up first?
I can go first.
Okay.
This one says, y'all are awesome. Bro, I love this podcast. I love true crime, and I love hearing stories and commentary from Black people who have the same perspective as me. I also want to say shout out to y'all for doing proper research on the deaf community with Daphne's episode. I'm an ASL interpreter, and the deaf community, along with their language, is a deep passion of mine. I really appreciate it, y'all explaining the difference in English grammar and ASL grammar and why Daphne's hate letters sounded the way they did. Y'all are awesome. I love y'all. I'm a new listener, LOL, but I can't wait to catch up on the episodes. I'm on like 8 or 9 or something. Bunch of hearts and a rock out with your cock out sign.
Oh, okay. Okay. This
it's
one
the
says,
rock sign, but you know.
The I love you in sign language.
Is that really I love you in sign language?
Yes.
As we're talking about this ASL.
Go thing. Ask your twin sister. I promise she will be ashamed of you. I discovered this podcast a few months ago through TikTok. That's me. I'm not going to lie. When I first heard the concept, I was very turned off. I didn't want another light shining negatively on Black people. I finally listened to the entire podcast, Donna Hilton, and I've been listening daily since. Definitely give this podcast a try if you like true crime, straightforward narration, and comedic commentary. This reminds me of a more sophisticated version of For My Man, but the motive isn't always about a man, if that makes sense.
They do.
LOL. Yeah, I think people are like initially turned off when they hear the name, and then
they'd be like, why would you do that? And I'm like,
give it a listen.
Hold on a second.
So, yeah, thank you.
Yes, thank you so much,
guys. I think that's it.
Yep.
Oh my gosh, guess what, everybody?
Oh my God, guess what?
Tomorrow is our birthday. We're turning one. Oh my gosh. Like, okay, we started the podcast on March 12th, which was the one year anniversary that Broadway shut down because Mara was so sad about it, right? And now we're here on
a whole year later.
It's still in a pandemic.
But still doing the show.
That's really great.
So, and guess what, guys?
Y'all can cash up us a dollar.
We decided we're going to try for another year. So, we'll be taking another trip around the sun with you.
Yay! All right. That's exciting.
Yeah, make sure y'all tell us happy birthday.
If you don't, like, that's just mean. And all the places that you can tell us happy birthday, if you want to email us about ad space, you can email us about ad space, or if you want to say hi and happy birthday, at sistershokillpodcast@gmail.com. You can follow us on Instagram at sistershokillpod. You can follow us on Twitter at sistershokillpod. Join the discussion group. Follow us on TikTok at sistershokillpod. Follow us on TikTok at sistershokillpodcast. Those are all the places. You got anything else, friend?
Talk to us. We talk back.
Bye.